Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this new day of grace. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for giving us all our needs and much more. Be with us today. Help us to live for him who died for us and rose again. Be with us this morning and bless this service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The words of our text for this morning are written in Psalm 32 in the first five verses. And they read as follows. The Lord is my light and my salvation. No, wrong song. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away. Through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. There are many ways in which people try to attain peace of mind and soul. And in this text, we have God's formula for achieving peace of mind and soul. The words were written by David after he had fallen into sin and then had repented of his sin and received God's forgiveness. According to our text, peace of mind and soul is attained by admitting one's guilt and accepting God's forgiveness. Notice that we didn't say earning God's forgiveness. The Bible never tells us to do that. It's true that forgiveness had to be earned, but we couldn't earn it ourselves. It was earned for us. Just imagine, God himself earned it for us. Jesus Christ, God's own Son, left the glory of heaven, came here into the world, took our place, became man, kept the commandments in our stead, and suffered and died in our stead, took all our sins for his own, and earned forgiveness and everlasting life. Perhaps an illustration will help us understand this. Two men had been good friends in their youth, and then after an absence of 20 years, they met again. One of them was the judge, and the other one was in the prisoner's dock. The case was tried, and the prisoner was found guilty. Would the judge, in consideration of their friendship, forbear to pass judgment? No, he must fulfill his duty. Justice must be done. The law of the land obeyed. And so he gave out the sentence. 14 days of hard labor or $100 fine. And after he had said this, he stepped down from his bench, took off his robe, went and stood by the prisoner, paid his fine, and said, now you're coming home to dinner with me. This is what God did too. He couldn't overlook our sins. He's a just and righteous God. The sentence that we had deserved and that was given us was eternal damnation in hell. But Christ himself paid the debt of every sinner in full by living and suffering and dying in their stead. And God declared the sinner is pardoned. I will not charge his sin against him. Whoever accepts the pardon in faith goes free. He who refuses to accept it remains under God's wrath and condemnation. There are people, many people, who hear God's declaration of forgiveness, but do not find comfort in it. Why? Because they listen to the devil and let the devil take away their comfort. You know, the devil comes and says, yes, God forgives, but not people like you. He forgives those who have made a better showing in their lives than you. Those whose repentance is deeper and more genuine than yours. Those who are more zealous in their faith, who are not as cold as you are. Those who love their fellow men more than you do. That's the way the devil knows how to speak. Don't listen to the devil when he talks like that. God doesn't attach any stipulations to his absolution. He forgives you. All your sins, your evil thoughts, your evil words, your evil deeds. When you genuinely confess your sins to him, repent of them, say, Lord, I'm sorry I've sinned against you, forgive me. You can be absolutely assured that there is forgiveness for you because it's been earned for you by the Son of God himself. And when, through the power of the Holy Ghost, you accept this forgiveness, then you say, Lord, I want to live for you now. I hate my sin. I want to fight against it. I want to love my fellow man. God help us all to receive the forgiveness that Christ has earned for us and to live for him who suffered and died for us and rose again. Amen.